Silver's Duff, you're the amazing of base. I don't have to. You give him a mouth. Share Mem Dalit.
That goes hard to write. One of very, very key to the ones. That's a lot. Shmulevitz is the son of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim, his father, was much more famous than his son was, though Reb Fall was a giant in learning. I think that perhaps Reb Chaim was more famous than Reb Fall just because Reb Fall was just too much for most of the generation. He was too brilliant. His Shir Klali was quoting from all different places in Shas, and it was so hard to follow. For that reason, it was like beyond a lot of the people. Reb Fall was just too big for the Dor. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was a previous Dor. The Dor was maybe easier to deal with. His father was also a tremendous Eloi. But with Reb Fall, it was very, very hard for the generation to be able to keep up with him. Reb Fall was a Goyin Olam, and he suffered terribly Yisurim. There's a somewhat of a pattern that in the Mir Rosh Hashivas there's been a lot of Yisurim, many of the Mir Rosh Hashivas. Reb Fall's father, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, suffered a terrible Yisurim. Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel suffered terrible Yisurim. Reb Nachum Pritzovitz suffered terrible Yisurim. And Reb Fall was suffered terribly. The Heintiger Rosh Hashiva, Zol Zayin Gezunten Shtark, I think just being Rosh Hashiva for him is Yisurim. He doesn't want to be Rosh Hashiva. The Heintiger Rosh Hashiva. Reb Leiz Yudel has no interest in being Rosh Hashiva, and being Rosh Hashiva is itself very, very difficult for him. But, and he should be Gezunten Shtark. But Reb Fall was a mamish, he was a Yidda Tzadik, a tremendous, huge Talmud Chacham, huge Talmud Chacham, like a Kol Torah Kula type of Yid. Mamish Hazeh, you can speak to Reb Fall anywhere, anytime. He's one of the people that worked on the Encyclopedia Talmudis. Before they had computers, so they had this book called Encyclopedia Talmudis, you need computers to make the book. He was one of those computers. He was a person who had an exceptional, exceptional mind, extremely fast, extremely bright, and just having him here on this world was itself, for sure, a big schus for the entire Dor. And not having Reb Fall is a tremendous loss. It's a terrible loss for Klal Yisrael. And being that we're here, and you know, the Levaya is going on presently, but we should be mishtatef whatever we can. I thought a lot about how we would deal with the Levaya. I think that this is what Reb Fall would want. Reb Fall, my shvogar, my brother-in-law was Reb Fall's chavrusa. My family has a very strong keshet him. I used to speak to him in learning also whenever I could. And so I knew Reb Fall. And I think what he would want is that there should be shir today, not that there shouldn't be. Avada, you should be mishtatef in the levaya, Beis Hashem, afterwards. But that this should be such a bittul Torah, I don't think he wants. So Reb Fall was a raid. Reb Fall was all over the place. So we're going to say a little raid today, Rabbi Yisai. And the schus of Reb Fall should be oimed for us, and his neshama should have an aliyah. One thing which I want to tell you, which I heard from Groysa mention, is that when a person passes away, so his midas, his koiches are there. They're like ba'avir. They're roifafos. They're waiting. If a person wants to try to gain some of that mida, so now's the time to do it. So a person wants godless batoira, then now's the time for a person who, if he steps up to the plate, so some of Reb Fall's koiches are ki'ilu there ba'avir, that they're accessible to us right now. So we're going to try our hardest to be able to understand what we can over here in the sugya. The sugya started off assuming that pshat in our mishnah was bari v'shem bari yadif. That's what we thought pshat in our mishnah was. We thought that lemas nisan is the machlokes in our mishnah between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua is also the machlokes bari v'shem bari yadif. Says the Gemara, no, it's not bari v'shem bari yadif. Pshat in our mishnah is because of either migu or chazaka. So help with you. Come with me for a moment, Rabbi. Say, turn to the beginning of the second parak. And the first mishnah in the second parak over there, the first gemara on the top of Daf Tes Zayin Amid Aleph. The top of Daf Tezayin Amar Av is talking about a case where an Isha is claiming that she is a Besula, and he's claiming she was a Ba'ula, and she has Edim. Says the Gemara, Taima de'ika Edim, Haleka Edim, Baal Mehemin. It's only because there's Edim. If there's no Edim, then the Baal's Nemon. Lema Tana Stama Deloiki Rabbi Gamliel, Dika Rabbi Gamliel, Amra Yi Mehemna, Rabbi Gamliel says she's Nemon. So the Gemara there seems to say that there's a Mishnah not like Rabbi Gamliel. Says the Gemara, I feel it, Tamer Rabbi Gamliel. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Gamliel hasem el a bit bari v'shema. Aval hacha bari v'beri lo amar. Rabbi Gamliel is only bari v'shema. Over here it's not bari v'shema. So Rabbi say, I thought bari v'shema was the havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara says the reason for Rabbi Gamliel is because of either Migur Chazaka. Why is the Gemara saying over there the reason for Rabbi Gamliel is because of bari v'shema? What's the pshat? Anyone? Weiss the Chois. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that it's not also Baruch Hashem. We mean to say is that Baruch Hashem is together with Migu, together with Chazaka, is going to make that he's Neman. Ben El Hanami, without the Baruch Hashem, you're talking not Neman.
Gemara brings Migu also.
Ben El Hanami. It's going to be, that's what we're saying, it's a tzirif of both of them. It's a tzirif of both of them. Those state in the Gemara L'Chayra. We have other rayas from Rashi. If you take a look at Rashi on Daf, Ayin Hey Amid Beis, Rashi on Daf, Ayin Hey Amid Beis, if you could turn for a moment to that Rashi, to Ayin Hey Amid Beis, the Gemara there says, it's like, it's around one-sixth of the way down. Asan L'Rabbi Gamliel De'Amar. Rashi's going on. That Gemara is like Rabbi Gamliel. The Amar Hasam, he ne'menes de chazaka de gufa adifa. She is a chazaka. Rashi seems to say, what's the ne'man? It's because of chazaka. Sounds like Rashi, it's not because of Bari, it's because of chazaka. On the other hand, if you look at Rashi and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Rashi and Gimel Amid Aleph, Dibro Amaschil, Elo le Rabbi Yochanan. There Rashi says that the reason for Rabbi Gamliel is b'bari Yushema. V'ukimon v'cheskas morei. Rashi seems to say it's us bari v'shema. So what's going on? Is it bari v'shema or is it chazaka? Is it migu or is it chazaka? What's the answer? Or is it migu or is it bari v'shema? The answer is it's bari v'shema together with either migu or together with chazaka. So when Rashi said originally, Kasalka Daitach Mishum Bari Veshema Bari Adif, what did Rashi mean? I thought it's because Bari Veshema Bari Adif, which means
alone.
Bari Adif, alone, exclusively because of Bari. Lemaisa, it is because of the Bari and the Shema, but it's not because of Bari Veshema Bari Adif. It's because Bari Veshema Tzuzamin with either Migu or Chazaka is going to gain them on us, but not Bar Veshema, Bar Yadif alone. We are falling off.
Just say Bar Veshema and then say later on. Bar
Veshema. Because Bar Veshema doesn't mean anything. What does Bar Veshema mean? What does it mean?
That's how we learn.
What does Bar Veshema mean? There's a Bari and a Shema. So what? So he's a Bari and a Shema. You have to say Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. You have to say the words Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. But that's not true in the Maskana. It's not Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. So it's Kasalka Daitach, Mishum Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. Maskana, it's not.
Is it Tali on?
We'll get there. We'll get there. Hold on.
Is it Tali on how you learn Chazak and Migu?
We're going to see. Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. Okay, Rabbi, say, let me get invited.
He's coming up Bari
Veshema,
Bari Adif because you have to set up the situation.
No, it's not Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. It's also Bari Veshema with a tziruf tzuzamen with a migu tzuzamen with a chazaka. We'll see. We have to see. No, it's not true. No, it's not Bari Adif. We'll see. Rabbi said, let me get invited. We're going to try to make everything clear if we can. Vifel mekan. Okay. So Rabbi said, we have over here two different lashonos in the Gemara. Either it's because of migu or it's because of chazaka. The Sukkas David, Rabbi David Kfiat, wants to know what's the machloikes. What's wrong with the answer of migu? Migu is a very nice answer. We know migu. Migu kol torah kula. It's a regular, it's a regular type of technique that we use. It's a mechanism. Migu, right? We always mal l'shake, whatever you want to call it, right? Why did the Gemara have to come onto an inami a second answer? So we'll see. I think that's mashman the rush. The Gemara just gave two answers. Sometimes the Gemara does that. It's not a machloikas necessarily. The Sukkah's Dove is looking for a machloikas. So he says the following thing. He says, okay, the migu is not so great. Let's be honest. We saw this before. Remember from Rabbi Yoshev, we said the migu, he doesn't have a koyach hataina migu over here, because the second taina he's going to say is not really Neman. So therefore, this is not a migu toiv. This is only a migu of a taino ma'aliyah. So which we said is a shaky migu. For numerous reasons, the migu is shaky. We said also it's a problem of migu lahaitzi, which we'll get into in other things. Al koponim, that's one reason perhaps why we could say we don't like this migu. Okay? So therefore, over here, we have that's one issue. We'll see that the Rishonim being arrived from Migu Lohitzi Amrinon. We'll get back to it. Al Koponim, one reason is because the Migu is not a good Migu. That could be one reason. Another reason is he says as follows. This is an important cheshbon. There's another machloikas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Our machloikas is in a case when you're saying, he's either saying Mukas Eitz or Jushas Ish. That's our machloikas Yud Beis Amud Beis. The machloikas on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. What's the machloikas there? Where on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where she is saying Mukas Eitz and he is saying Jushas Ish. I'm sorry, our Gemara is talking about where she's saying that it happened before and he's saying it happened after. But however, on the Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, there's a machloikas is whether or not she's saying Mukas Eitz and he's saying Jushas Ish. Over there on the Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, she's saying Mukas Eitz. In that case, was she saying Mukas Eitz? Is she passing herself the kahuna?
No.
So, what's wrong with her taina? So, if you hold that when she says Mukas Eitz, she only gets a mana, then she says, listen, I'm saying a worse taina. I had a better taina to say. Because I could have said Mukas Eitz Tachtecha, and I would have gotten Masayim. But if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, then Rabbi Yochanan says, even Mukas Eitz, which is not Tachtov, gets Masayim. So she says this Mukas Eitz happened beforehand. It happened beforehand. But even Mukas Eitz happened before and she gets Masayim. So is there anything wrong with her taina, what she's saying? Did she have said a better taina than this? She's saying the best taina possible. She has no migu. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no migu. So says the Shita Mukubetzes, that's why the Gemara has to come on to another answer of Chazaka. Because Rav Nachman can say the answer of Migu, but Rabbi Yochanan himself can't say the answer because Rabbi Yochanan says no Migu. And Achanam, if you look in the Gemara, when it brings the answer of Migu, so the Shita that we have of Bar Vishem, Alav Bar Yodav, is Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara said, let us say Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan are holding like Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Ano Da Amri Afilu Ke Rabbi Gamliel. Why only Rav Nachman talking now? Why isn't Rabbi Yeshua talking? Why isn't Rabbi Yochanan talking? Because Rabbi Yochanan can't talk now. Because Rabbi Yochanan can't say Migu. That's why the Gemara now goes from it was Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan to only being Rabbi Yochanan. Because this answer, to only be Rabbi Nachman, I'm sorry, this answer can't go like Rabbi Yochanan. That's why the Gemara now is talking only in Rav Nachman. That's one reason. The other reason we're only going in Rav Nachman is because, what was the reason? Why do we only care about Rav Nachman? Because is only on Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman is really our issue. Our main issue is Rav Nachman. Akol Panim, it comes out that we can understand why the answer of Migu is not so good. As a matter of fact, many Rishonim aren't even goyrus the answer of Migu. Right? The Rif is not goyrus. The Tosis Rid is not goyrus. Many Rishonim are not goyrus. We said according to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's going to be a big issue, that Migu. Okay, but why is that the answer of Migu doesn't hold in Chazaka? As I frek the Sukkas David, what's wrong with the answer of Chazaka? We understand there's issues with the answer of Migu, but why is the answer of Chazaka not a good answer? Comes along David Kfir and he says the following thing. He says, Chazaka, what?
Why you need both? What does that mean?
Why doesn't the Gemara just say that the reason for Rabbi Gamliel is because of Chazaka? Why do we have to come on to answer Migu for? It's such a controversial answer. What do we need it for? Well, no, it's why did the first answer not hold of the second answer? We could have just said the answer of Chazaka and finished. Why do we need to say two answers? So I told you, the rush is mashma. We said two answers. Two answers are good. We like two answers. Right? But the other, but we're looking for over here a reason why chazaka wasn't a significant answer. Just say, over here, the isha is a cheskas penuya. We said, when do we say, bari v'shem alav, bari yadif, when the isha doesn't have a chazaka? Over here, she's a cheskas penuya. That's why we're going to say over here that we're going to go with the chazaka together with the bari.
So,
but the answer of Migu probably could have thought of chazaka. Why did he have to open his mouth? Just leave us with chazaka. It's not a havamina. The Gemara is staying with it.
It's a suggestion.
No, but the Gemara stays with it. It's not just a suggestion. So the Gemara says two answers, assuming that there must have been something wrong with the second answer, or you should have just said the second answer. So he comes and he says the following thing. He says, listen, what's the chazak in our Mishnah? The machloikas in our Mishnah is, he's saying this happened before, she's saying it happened afterwards. Sorry. Yes, he's saying it happened before, she's saying it happened afterwards. She has a chazakah. What's the chazakah that she has? What's the cheskes aguf? She started off being a besula. Probably she remained a besula till the last moment. So who is this chazakah supporting, her or him? She has a chazakah on her side that she's a cheskes besula. However, in the Mishnah on Daf, Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, she's saying it was Mukas Eitz. He's saying it was Drusus Ish. Are they arguing about when it happened?
No.
No. They're just arguing about what happened. She says what happened was Mukas Eitz. He's saying what happened was Drusus Ish. There's really no machlokas about when. It's just a machlokas about what. There's no cheskes aguf on that. We said she was born a Basula. You're right, but both of them agree she doesn't have her Basulim anymore. So there's no Cheskas Basula over there. So the Ran asked the question already. That over there, how can the Gemara say the whole reason for Rabbi Gamliel is because of Chazaka? Over there, there's no Chazaka. Comes along the Ran and says, I'll tell you why, there's a different Chazaka. El Chanami, the Chazaka Cheskas Aguf doesn't exist. There's another Chazaka, which is Chazaka Eina Isha Ein Nashim Mizanois. Chazaka She'ena Mizanois. Psanaira Chazaka. Okay, you're playing around with a new Chazaka now. Maybe the answer of Migul is why we're now. It's not a real Chazaka even. It's like a funny Chazaka. It's not the same. A regular Chazaka we have is we knew something. We knew it was Mutter, we have a Cheskas Heter. We knew it was Aser. We knew it was Mekudeshes. Over here, Chazaka ain't a Noshim Mizanois. It's not a regular Chazaka. So you got to try to mix it. This Chazaka is like that Chazaka and make the Chazaka. Maybe the answer of Migul is like, I don't want to start like playing with Chazaka. There's no Chazaka over there. You make up a new type of Chazaka, I'm not so happy. That could be one reason. Anyway, the Ayel Sashachar brings from the Beis Halevi, Yes Akasha. What do you mean, Chazok Nashem and not Mizanois? But maybe it happened Baal Korcha. Where's the Chazok over there? She's saying Mukaseitz. He's saying, I don't know, maybe it was Drusus Ish. No, she's probably right because Nashem and not Mizanois. Maybe she wasn't Mizana, maybe it was Baal Korcha. Oinis is not Shchiach. Mukaseitz is not Shchiach. Okay, it's a whole mess over there. The chazaka is not such a simple chazaka. Maybe that's the reason, but...
If
it was Baal Korcha, so then you don't have a chazaka in a Rosh Mizanah. She's not being Mizanah. Right. What's the whole chazaka? Good Yiddish, tmimistic of women. Not going to be Mizanah. But Baal Korcha, she's not being Mizanah.
But she doesn't need it to help her. I'm saying, okay, there's no problem.
No, if she's Aynes, it happened beforehand, then she loses her ksuba. On his beforehand, she was a ksuba. She's agreeing it happened beforehand. Right? The whole shah has happened before was Jusis Ishur Mukasets. Okay. Comes along the Sukkas David and he says, I'll tell you why you like the answer of Migu over the answer of Chazaka. And he says, a beautiful idea. He says, listen. What type of shidduch is this that we're making over here between the Migu and the bari or the chazaka and the bari? It's like, you know, it's zero plus, neither one of them alone works. So how does this come together, bichlal? A person puts half of his body in the mikvah and then he gets out, and then he puts his other half of the body in the mikvah and he gets out. It doesn't work. Why? Because each tefillah was only a chatzi shir. So you have a shvacha zach bari v'shem bari yadav. We don't pass in that way. You have a shvacha amigo over here, a shvacha chazaka. Somehow the two of them together give you an emunah. How does that work? How does it work? Otherwise, somehow they have to build each other. Zuck the sukkas davar. He says, listen. What's the yisoid of a bari? The Yabari is saying that I have a taina. Ichab a taina. What's the aside of Migu? Migu is a koyach in my taina. It's a birur in my taina. So Migu and Bari are both in the same pot. They're working together. They're both about what I'm saying. I want to be machazik my taina. I'm saying Bari. Bari is better than Shammai. Everyone agrees. But not in the face of Cheskas Mammon. Okay. But Bari is a strong taina. I can add onto my Bari my Migu. So believe me, I'm a Bari. Believe me, I'm a Migu. You put them together. So it's not like, you know, you're Toivel once and Toivel again. It's the doing the whole thing together. They work together, the two of them. Therefore, I understand the shidduch. It's a good shidduch because Migu and Bari are both ne'emanis klape what I'm saying. However, says the Sukkas David, when you want to put together a cheskas haguf with a Bari, vasfar hashayiches v'klaptos. How do the two of them come together? What do they have to do with each other? A chazaka and a Bari. Bari is, he has a taina. Chazaka is, there's a din chazaka. How can the chazaka be mechazek the Bari? Memela, that answer is not so simple. I understand better how you could connect your Bari to your Migu. Your Migu to your Bari. Than collecting your Bari to your chazaka. Bari and chazaka, nothing to do with each other. So what's Taka Pshan in the Manda of the Gemara that says Chazaka? How does Chazaka work with Bari? Rabbi Isai, what we said was that it's not the Pshat that the Chazaka is Mechazek the Bari. The Bari is Mechazek the Chazaka. We said the Pshat is, there's a fundamental difference between the way the Migu works and the way the Chazaka works. Rabbi David was Medaikit in the Gemara. When it comes to Migu, the Migu is being mechazik the Bari. The Ad Kan Lo Ka'amar Elo, when there's Ika Migu, Migu allows the Bari to be Adif, and you're going to win with the Bari. But when it comes to Chazaka, Rashi is meduyik that it's not the pshat that you're goyve with the Migu and the Chazaka is mechazik you're goyve with the Bari and the Chazaka is mechazik the Bari. No, you're goyve with the Chazaka. Lashon of Rashi is that is Chazaka is link voice. Nuk me Chazaka link voice. You're goyve with the Chazaka. And it's a lashon of the Gemara also. The Gemara says ukma Chazaka, not ika Chazaka. Ukma Chazaka. So what do you need the Bari for? The Bari is being mechazek the Chazaka. How does that work? So we explain. The whole problem with the Chazaka, really you have a Cheskas Guf and Cheskas Mammon. Which is stronger really? Cheskas Guf, Cheskas Mammon. Which one comes first? Cheskas Guf comes first. Cheskas should win. What's the problem? But the Cheskas Guf has a Reisa. What's a Reisa? It creates a Suffolk on the Chazaka. The Bari says there's no Reisa. It's Mesalik the Reisa. And it allows the Cheskas Guf to be Goyve.
Doesn't answer up
the Reis.
The Reis is still there. I don't understand how it answers up.
Because you have a Chazaka. Chazaka with the Reis is a Chazaka. The Reis says, I have a Suffolk on the Chazaka. The Bari says, there's no reason to have a Suffolk on this Chazaka. Because I'm a Bari. Doesn't allow the Reis. That's what it is. It's a Suffolk Bul Venecho. But if I say that I know what happened over here, therefore there's no Reis. There's no reason to be Masapic about this. What? No, we'll see. Hopefully we'll see the Shita. So Rabbi Isai, so come to Chai Sazei. No, because Bari Bari, then I can't be Masak the Suffolk, because there's another Bari, but there's another Bari that's connected you. So he's saying that there is a Suffolk. Koponim Rabbi says, Akum Techois, Lefi Zeh, that the two Terutzim of the Gemara are diametrically opposed. It's not just Stam, two ways of learning. Is it Als Migu, is it Als Chazaka? It's really, is it Als the Bari, or is it Als something else? If, according to Rashi, Koponim, if you're saying that the Vart is, it's the Chazaka, so the Bari is Mechazik the Chazaka. If it's Als the Migu, so then it's the Migu's Mechazik the Bari. then the Bari is winning. So Kumta Chayis, when the Gemara, when Rashi said in the beginning, Kasalka Daitach Meshem Bari V'Shem Bari Adif, so that Rashi is like Chetzi Chetzi, because if you say the reason is because of, if you paskin like the tzad of Migu, so then Ataka is because of, and the Maskon is because of Bari V'Shem. The Migu is a, it's not a strong Migu. It's a Migu. It's a Migu Garua. It's not a Migu Taif. Elamai, the Migu just allows the Bari to win. So even the Maskon itself Bari V'Shem. But if you paskin like the tzad of Chazaka, if you paskin like the answer of the Gemara of Chazaka, so then the maskana of the Gemara is not Als Bar Veshema. The maskana of the Gemara is Als Ukmea Chazaka. It's Als the Chazaka is Nukmea Chazaka Ligwas. You've been going with the Chazaka and you're not being going with the Bar Veshema. The Rashi says only Kasalka Daitach. This seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim. This seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim. Where's the Machlokas Rishonim? It says follows. The Rif brings only the reason of Chazaka. The Rif brings only the reason of the Chazaka. Sounds like the Rif paskins like the reason of Chazaka. However, in the Hagois Mordechai, he brings a raya from our sugya that Akoponim Bari Veshema with Migu helps Lahaitzi. Bari Veshema with Migu helps Lahaitzi. So it seems like he paskins like the time of Migu, or at least also the time of Migu. So it seems to be a machlokes. How do we paskin? Like Lishna Kama or Lishna Basra? There's a nafkamina l'halocha, Rabbi Yisai, between the two l'shoines. Someone asked me that. Oh, nafkamina l'halocha between the two l'shoines, says the Beis Shmuel. Nafkamina is as follows. What happens if the Isha walks in and says, it was Mukas Eitz, Tachtov. Mukas Eitz, Tachtov. Is she Asur Lekahuna? No. Does she get her full ksuba, according to what she's saying? Yes. Does she have a migu there?
No.
No migu. She's saying Mukas Eitz Tachtov. He's claiming, hold on, what? Anyone you hold like. She's saying Tachtov Mukasetz. Tachtov. So she's saying, this happened, this is Nistap Chusadeh, this is your problem. And she's not even saying, Mishtanin Anasti. She's getting 200 and she's Pukosh Lakuna. She's saying the greatest thing she could possibly tie up. He comes and says, I don't understand, maybe it was Lav Tachtov. Maybe it was Buhasish. Over there, she has no Migu. So if you're saying the reason of Migu, is she going to be Naaman?
No.
Nope. She's not Naaman. But if you say the reason of Chazaka, she has a double Chazaka. She doesn't have one Chazaka, she's got two Chazakas. First Chazaka she has is Cheskes Aguf. It happened later. Second Chazaka she has is that she wasn't Nivola. Because Cheskas Noshim are not, they're not Nivolois. So she has two Chazakas over there. Says the Beit Shmuel, that over there, if you hold Als Chazaka, she's going to be Naaman. If you hold Als Migu, she's not going to be Naaman. It's going to come out, it's a Machloikas, the Chayra, whether the Rif seems to pass on the reason of Chazaka. However, what's interesting is the Beis Shmuel brings the Rambam. And the Rambam says the only time when an Isha is going to be Naaman is if she tainas Mukas Eitz before, where she has a migu. But if she ties Mukas Eitz Tachtech, she's not Naaman. The Rambam seems to pass like the time of migu. And if she says Mukas Eitz Tachtech, she has no migu. The Shaila is, why do you pass like the time of migu? What's wrong with the time of Chazaka? How did the Rambam? What? Sukkos David explained why each one would say one way, but how did the Rambam know that that's the way we paskin? Where did the Rambam get? Where's the Rambam's makor that that's the way we paskin?
Rashi.
Rambam's makor can't be from a Rashi. Okay, we have to find the Yerushalmi. We have to find the Yerushalmi. Where's the Rambam's makor to paskin Migul? To only bring chazaka, I understand, because maybe you don't have the gears of migu over here. Rambam only holds like the tzad of migu. Where did he? How does he know to paskin that way? Where did Rambam makar to paskin that way? So Rabbi Isai, Dachzuch, Reb David, Zalzayin Gazon says the pshat as follows. There's a big shaila in the sugya which we didn't discuss. There's a big shaila in the sugya. When do we say Bari V'Shem or Bari Yadiv? Tosfos speaks about, when is the case of Bari V'Shem or Bari Yadiv? Tosfos made a qualification for that. For Rab Nachman and the Machlokas Bari V'Shem. Tosfos, Rav Huna, Rav Yudah Amar Chayiv. Tosfos had all kasha. When do we say it? Only by one type of Bari. What's that? Bari Toiv and Shema Garua. In our Mishnah, is it a Bari Toiv? Our Mishnah.
No.
What? Why is it not a Bari Toiv? He's supposed to know what happened before he came around. And is it a Shema Garua? No. So how in the world is the Gemara comparing our Mishnah to the Machlokes of Bari Shema Bari Odif? What Shaychus? Says Tosfos, Einachanami, the Gemara could have said there's really no comparison because it's Bari, because Gemara could have done that. Or does it say it's machlokes asugyas? Our sugya holds of Bari Garua Shema Toiv. The other sugya doesn't hold of that. It's machlokes asugyas. Our sugya, when the Gemara is trying to put forth this idea of comparing the Mishnahs, isn't concerned with Bari Garua or not, or Bari Toiv.
That's right. For Halavina,
what?
The Havmin was regular Bari, and finally the case talking about Bari Gerua, we have to switch to Bari with Migu and Baruch Hazaka.
Let me just finish up here after. Rabbi Isai, so what I'd like to say is as follows. In the end of the day, I have a kash on Rav Nachman. I have a kash on everyone. We pass in Bari Veshema, Lav Bari Adif. So how over here are we going to allow us to Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Gamliel paskin like the Bari? But it's a Bari Garua. Over here, you're talking about a Bari Garua over here. If there's a Bari Garua, then we don't go Bari Adif. Our mission is a Bari Garua. So, what? So, as follows. If you say that you're going with the answer of Migu, so then the Migu perhaps can be mechazek the Bari and make it into a Bari Toif. What's the vote of Bari Garua? Why should we believe you? Of course you said that, because no one's going to know that you're lying. But if I have a Migu backing me up, the Migu is being mechazek the Bari, now the Migu made it into a Bari Toif. So therefore, if you hold of the chiluk of Bari Garua and Bari Toif, then you could say the Migu is being mechazek the Bari. Then you could be Nema. But if you hold the answer of Chazaka, the Chazaka can't be mechazek the Bari. What does Chazaka have to do with Bari? We said the Bari is mechazek the Chazaka, not the Chazaka is chazek the Bari. The Bari is mechazek. How can the Bari mechazek the Chazaka? The Bari is the Bari Garua. You need the Migu to mechazek the Bari, not the Bari mechazek the Migu.
Regular
Bari Tov. A Bari Tov, if it's. It depends, according to Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yehuda, so how we paskin, but everyone agrees that a Bari Garua is not going to work. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to have to try to. This is very, very difficult. Cheshbainus. Tomorrow, we're going to do this. We're going to finish. There's a Tosis Rid we have to do, and we're going to do the Mishnah till the next Mishnah. There's very little to be said on this next Mishnah. I'm going to try to do all that, hopefully, tomorrow.